In schools about lesbians or being gay. Not that there's ever been much mention of this anyway. Lesbians and our children are invisible in school readers and library books, which assume everyone is 100% heterosexual. Books like Everybody's Different and Lots of Mummies about children who live in lesbian and all-women households are important reading for all children.
One major reason for children failing at school is when their home life isn't recognised or valued in any way. Lesbians are invisible in the classroom, apart from being listed among deviants in sex education. In playgrounds, lesbian and puff are common insults. Some teachers actively promote their bigoted views. For instance, one RE teacher told my niece that God wants all homosexuals dead. In this atmosphere, our children and lesbian and gay teenagers may feel completely alienated from education and may fail to reach their potential.
So I think it's made me the man that I am today, you know, like, it sort of teaches the whole person and not just like a small piece, not just like at the academics. No, you do mathematics and all that sort of stuff, but it concentrates on the whole person, and that's why they used to take it out to farms and into the woods and things like that, to open your mind up a bit more to life.
Unfamiliar surroundings played a crucial part in widening the children's experiences.
We learn what we want. We learn in the morning, go out in the afternoon. We learn more about the outside world. In the old schools, you're stuck in a class all day. You never go out. You might just go out to go with the bat or somewhere like that. But you don't go out. You know, to see like the slaughterhouse or the ice rink or places like that. I don't go out when I'm coming to Wales. I like the journey most.
What? I like the castle.
Was it a great tit?
Should I put it that way? I still had the great tit.
A great tit? Shut up!
One last person. I see Jim there. Maybe he will be. Shall I pick on him? You haven't got a pie. It's fine. He's doing union business. Yes. Thank you. So then the last line here that you can see is underlined. So we really all need to shout it. That means we need to shout. It's. I won't read it out now. We can read it out together. Okay. So let's have a practice run, and then we're going to have one more run, which is going to be faster and more energetic and recorded. Okay? Are you all ready? Shall I start the first sentence? Well, I'll read the title, shall I, and you can do the first sentence. Corpus Hermeticum, on the revolutions of the heavenly spheres.
News, blackouts, etc.
Every Thursday, May Heaven Weather System. Imaginary battles and science to strike action. The bastards have won, as in vision overload, fascist analysis of human beings, and a slightly less comfortable suburb.
Ah, come back!
Work!
I felt it, me and the devil. The first repression and counteracts, overload malediction, tried to chalk strikes as noise. They were still dead.
That galaxy spinning faster.
Mercury and suitable for making coins. February 3rd, 1600,
burn. Italian prisons have never been bigger than this. For water, say flame, I the language of judges. The infinite vowel, for water, say fire, I pulsars and mace. For water, say yellow fire, I the fascist micro, where every drop of blood. Why negative flames, soluble dust, chemical bombs, stars and sky!
We get psychogeography. All it's ever been is a ring of protection. The police thing's joy. At its center, that bitter knot of strings, the rectal prophecy. Spy rings. String one, we were smashing up the Ritz, March 2011. String two, shit was talked about immigrants, about dull scroungers.
String three, not an ATM, a bright metallic wind, or real-time alignment of the patterns of non-affordable housing scattered throughout the city, and the stereo-optic beating of police hearts. Beat one, cancellation of Europe and Mercury, stone circles of police petals. Can't tell me different.
For yellow fire, say fuck the police. Kill fear, say fire, say fuck the police.
For example, take Newgate. Built in 1188 directly into the walls, London's Eastern Gate, B2.
We don't recognise ourselves there, B3.
The debtor's jail that broke the muzzle of the city.
July 10th, 1790,
Burn. Robert Peel built cops from the ashes,
B4.
Death is born.
Versions of bomb.
Version 1.
Version 2.
Lock the buses out.
Now. Version 3.
Debt 1.
Those nobility who entered the city from the east would pass through a wall, hacking the torture is great and the reason dead.
London, a cursed city, is beautiful in the smouldering spring.
We're on!
Decisions and a generation's perfect year continue, and the entire cause of error
Say fire!
The police!
Oh, it's still you.
For an electoral system, for an endless solar wind, say fire!
Fuck the police!
Don't say it. I have lost understanding of my visions. Don't say that much of the lie to human gravity. Don't say it's been decided by society. Say
fuck the police!
For the movement of the heavenly spheres, say
fuck the police!
For the moon's bright glow, for very loud, say
fuck the police!
Say fuck the police. For the fires of heaven, say fuck the police. Don't say recruitment. Don't say Trotsky. Say fuck the police. For alarm clocks, say fuck the police. For my morning commute, for electoral system, for endless solar winds, say fuck the police. Don't say I have lost understanding of my visions. Don't say that much maligned human faculty. Don't say suicided by society. Say fuck the police. For the movement of the heavenly spheres, say fuck the police. For the moon's bright globe, say fuck the police. For the fairy map, say fuck the police. Don't say direct debit. Don't say join the party. Say you are sleeping for the boss and then say fuck the police. Don't say evening rush hour. Say fuck the police. Don't say here are the steps I've taken to find work. Say fuck the police. Don't say tall skinny latte. Say fuck the police. For the earth's gravitational pull, say fuck the police. For make it new, say fuck the police. All other words are buried there. All other words are spoken there. Don't say spare change, say fuck the police. Don't say happy new year, say fuck the police. Perhaps say rewrite the calendar. But after that, immediately after that, say fuck the police. For Philosopher's Stone, for Royal Wedding, for the work of transmutation, for love of beauty, say fuck the police. Don't say here is my new poem, say fuck the police. Say no justice, no peace, and then say fuck the police.
My old man's dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He bought 2,000 tickets to watch a football match. Fatty passed it skinny and skinny passed it back. Fatty took a rotten shot and knocked the goalie flat. Where was the goalie when the ball was in the net? Halfway up the goalpost with his trousers round his neck, singing, Oompa, oompa, stick it up your jumper. Rule Britannia, marmalade and jam. We threw sausages at our old man. They put him on the stretcher, they put him on the bed. They rubbed his belly with a 5-pound jelly, but the poor old soul was dead. My friend Johnny lives in a tree, selling condoms for 25p. Maybe 50, maybe a bob. All depends on the size of your knob.
This is a nursery rhyme that circulated around my primary school about our head teacher, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown went to town to buy some macaroni, did a fart behind a cart and terrified a pony.
There was an old woman who swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Poor old woman, she's sure to die. There was an old woman who swallowed a spider that went oops, oops right down inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Poor old woman, she's sure to die. There was an old woman who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider who went oops, oops right down inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Poor old woman, she's sure to die. There was an old woman who swallowed a cat. Fancy that, she swallowed a cat. She swallowed a cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that went oops, oops, right down inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Poor old woman, she's sure to die. There was an old woman who swallowed a dog. She went the whole hog and swallowed a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that went oops, oops, right down inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Poor old woman, perhaps she'll die. There was an old woman who swallowed a cow. I wonder how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that went oops, oops, right down inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly. Poor old woman, perhaps she'll die. There was an old woman who swallowed a horse. She died, of course.
I'm your friend Brushy Brushy. I keep your teeth shiny and bright. Please brush with me every day. Morning, noon and night. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row, 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 and pretty maids all in a row. Oh, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. And when they're up, they're up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they're only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. Oh, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. And when they're up, they're up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down. Oh, the grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill and he marched them down again. And when they were up, they were up. And when they were down, they were down. And when they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had bread and jam. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home.
Two little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. One little monkey jumping on the bed. It fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
I don't know the name of this one. But it's a famous and beautiful Scottish nursery rhyme about horses. Hide you up, my cuddy, my cuddy's o'er the dyke, and if you touch my cuddy'll give you a bite.
Teacher, teacher, let me in, my feet's cowled and me shins din. If you wanna let me in, I'll knock you windy outside in. So it's a paper fortune teller, and on the outside is the names of film stars, and there's four on each. So I'll read them all. Pet Clark, Judy Garland, Vera Ellen, Janet Leigh, Tony Curtis, Sabrina, Tommy Steele, Jeanne Crane, Dirk Bogard, Gene Simmons, Roy Rogers, Elvis Presley, Margaret Lockwood, Lonnie Donegan, Pat Boone, James Stewart, Bing Crosby, Robert Mitchum, Alan Lado. Okay, so I will choose Elvis Presley. ELVISPRESLEY. So inside I have four flowers to choose from. Violet, aster, primrose and cowslip. I choose cowslip. COWLIP. And then there's four different flowers to choose from. Bluebell, poppy, rose, daffodil. I'm going to choose daffodil. And so my fortune is... I can't read what it says, but I think it says... something, you're something silly. And then the next one, I don't know, I think it says your girlfriend has red hair, but I'm not sure if that says girlfriend or not. Your something has red hair. The next one says you're very sweet, your children will be charming, you're very pretty, you will live to be 104, you're very clever, you're gonna be a film star.
Lottie Collins, she had no sense. She bought a piano for 18 pence, and all she played on it all day was ta-ra-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. Charlie Chaplin had no sense. He bought a fiddle for 18 pence, and all the tunes that he could play was ta-ra-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay.
And, like, it's another chronically unemployed Monday morning, and I'm waiting for my bread to rise. And I'm not sure why I described it as the morning, but, you know, that's the general vibe today. So, yeah, anything is better than doing that. So here we go. I'll send them in separate messages. Girls and boys, come out to play. The moon doth shine as bright as day. Leave your supper and leave your sleep and come join your playfellows in the street. So here's the clapping one that I remember, and there's various different versions of this, but the one I remember now is I went to a Chinese restaurant to buy a loaf of bread. They wrapped it up in a £5 note, and this is what they said. My name is Hilo Chiglo. Girls are sexy, sitting in a taxi, drinking Pepsi. Boys go whoop whoop, girls go ooh. Ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross to see a fine lady upon a white horse with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. She shall have music wherever she goes. And I'd definitely done with lots of small children, and I think it was done with me, which is when you put them on their knee, you put them on your knee, and you the bouncing increases as you go through the rhyme. So it's like, this is the way the lady rides, trit, trot, trit, trot. This is the way the gentleman rides, canter, 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 canter. This is the way the farmer rides, gallopy, 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 off. And then, like, they kind of fall off. Incy wincy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. And then it just makes me, in my head, it goes into... And if one green bottle should accidentally fall, there'll be nine green bottles standing on the wall. Hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
I am Diana Ross, I am a movie star, I got a cute figure and a see-through bra. Wanna see my legs? One, two. Wanna see my thighs? Three, four. Wanna see my hips? Five, sorry boys, coffee break.
They were just looking and giggling and saying, oh, they just wanted the money. Now, that is complete bollocks.
But listen, you know, I mean, this is one of the privileges of being a carriage kid, you know? You get your own room, you get your own dressers, you know, you get your own things, and you're allowed to put whatever the hell you want to put in them without Roger, who's a fucked up little boy, Mirai, who's also a fucked up little boy, and Tiatius is also a fucked up little boy. They're all this little gang. And Big Matthew, the step, has just these favorites. And he'll do that. And he said, oh, I've tried to put as much girls on it as I can, you know. That is complete bullshit. Isabella, Sarah, that's all I can remember.
I know. Naomi. They were even slagging off Tams and saying, oh, she might have a vibrator under her pillow. That is the worst thing I've ever heard in Summerhill.
No,
the way they
mean.
Had the guts to say that in front of me. I just told them to fuck off and not to slag her off, and they fucking well did shut up. They're fucking scared of us.
And also, Stacey, you're never gonna get your stuff back.
Really sucks.
You have to know that now. You're never gonna get it back, and Margaret just lies through her teeth because she knows she can get away with it. I mean, Albert, all the staff here have no idea, you know, no idea what Neil would think. Neil's probably turning over in his grave right now.
Like, the staff should be considered as carriage kids. They should have to propose that they're allowed to smoke in their room. They should have to propose that they can do whatever they please, because they can just go downtown any time of the night. I think there should be an actual age group. You can't go downtown with less than 3 people, even if you are a staff. Because staff can just go downtown at 12 o'clock at night, go to the pub and get pissed and come back at 3 in the morning. Now that fucking sucks if the kids can't do that.
Will! Over here. This is the guy. He's a very nice guy, you know why? Because one day, he loves the sand, and when there used to be a big hole in the ceiling, and he wanted to fix it, and there was a rip in the curtain, and he did the cutest little stitching job on it. He just sewed it up with his little needle and thread. And he pops through the window when my sister was almost naked, so do that again, Will, and I'll have to rip your glasses off and shove them up your rectum. Hey? Yes.
Like this. at the back. When Vera and Dave came by and said, come along for a picnic, and I was going, but Charlie said, he says I'd better tell Mum where I'm going. So we told him to wait while we went and asked. But Mum was talking to the milkman. And she talked such a long time that when I had asked her and she'd said yes, the others had gone. Mum asked us why we hadn't gone, and when I told her, she said we'd been good for not going, and would we like a day out with her instead? Charlie says, always tell your mummy before you go off somewhere so she knows who you are with.